Police officers from across southern Wisconsin will gather in Oconomowoc this week for a training session on officer-involved domestic violence. Department of Justice spokesman Gary Hamlin says the goal is to help officers who are having family problems and to prevent the hiring of officers who have domestic abuse charges on their record.
You know, the whole goal here is not to respond to domestic violence, but hopefully to ensure that it doesn't happen in the first place.
But too often it does happen. Although there are no records in Wisconsin of how often police officers are charged with domestic violence, it's something that happens more than it should, according to Illinois domestic abuse consultant Diane Wettendorf. She'll be a workshop leader at this week's training session for Wisconsin police officers. She says police departments need to do a better job up front to prevent violent men from being hired as police officers.
In investigations where they're talking to people for background investigations, if there's a previous victim there who is badly abused by the officer, she's going to be too afraid to interfere with his getting that job. So oftentimes they don't come forth with the information, even if there was abuse in a relationship.
The focus of this year's first-of-their-kind training sessions for police officers in Wisconsin are aimed at assuring that police don't protect their fellow officers from prosecution for domestic violence out of a sense of loyalty. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.